AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is some bickering between the Trump and Harris campaigns over the scheduled September 10th debate. It involves muting microphones, except for when it's the candidate's turn to speak.
We agreed to the same rules. Same rules and same specifications. And I think that's probably what it should be. But they're trying to change it. The truth is they're trying to get out of it because she doesn't want a debate.
The Harris campaign now wants microphones to be live all the time. Campaign spokesman Brian Fallon says Trump's handlers prefer the muted microphone because they don't think their candidate can act presidential for 90 minutes on his own. At Arlington National Cemetery.
Present! Out!
Former President Trump paid his respects to the service members killed in the bombing outside the Kabul airport 3 years ago. 13 service members were killed. On his Truth Social site, Trump called the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Kabul that day the most embarrassing moment in the history of the country. He's tried to link Kamala Harris to the botched pullout. Under Trump, the U.S. signed a peace agreement with the Taliban that was aimed at ending America's longest war and bringing U.S. troops home. One of Gaza's last functioning hospitals has been emptying out in recent days as Israel has ordered the evacuation of nearby areas. Israel has signaled a possible ground operation in Deir el-Bala, a town that has been largely spared through the 10-month-old war. The ferocious exchange of fire by Hezbollah and the Israeli military is raising fears of a regional war beyond the tense border. The risks for Lebanon are far greater than in 2006, when a month-long war with Israel ended in a draw. Police say a New Jersey woman trying to board a boat from a raft over the weekend was killed when she was struck by the propeller. A Venezuelan electoral official denounced what he calls a grave lack of transparency and veracity in last month's election results, rebuking authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the winner despite strong evidence to the contrary. This is AP News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is condemning Russia's deadly barrage on his country.
In a video address, he said the attack involved more than 100 missiles of various types and around 100 drones. Like most previous Russian strikes, this one was just as vile, he said, targeting critical civilian infrastructure. At least 3 people were killed in the onslaught that began around midnight and continued into the day. 15 regions across the country were targeted, including Kyiv, where residents were filmed singing the city's anthem as they took shelter in a subway station. Explosions were heard in the Ukrainian capital, where power and water supplies were disrupted. I'm Nayan Kim.
A 16-year-old has been arrested on murder charges after 3 men and a 17-year-old boy were found dead in a park near the north edge of Dalton, Georgia. The sheriff says the motive appears to have been a robbery, possibly involving some contraband that was found in a vehicle. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.